This is a Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M,
solving the skilled workforce challenges manufacturers face today. This podcast is presented by The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through the 4th. Find out more at BigMEvent.com.
You know SME will be hosting this year's Big M event going on at Cobo Center. It's June 2nd through the 4th. We'll be there broadcasting live as well. And for more information about the Big M event or to register online, visit BigMEvent.com, BigMEvent.com. Our guest, Janine Kuntz, is the director of Tooling U SME, where she leads a team dedicated to the ongoing enhancement of manufacturing personnel. Tooling U SME builds the capabilities of today and tomorrow's manufacturing workforce through customized training solutions, working with more than half of all Fortune 500 manufacturing companies, as well as educational institutions across the country. Tooling U SME partners with customers to build high performers who will help their companies drive quality, productivity, innovation, and employee satisfaction. A division of SME, an organization that connects people to manufacturing solutions, Tooling U SME can be found at ToolingU.com. And we find Janine Kuntz, director of Tooling U SME, right here. Janine, nice to be with you and looking forward to the Big M coming up in June.
Hi, Paul. Thank you.
You know, we do hear a lot about the skills gap in manufacturing. What impact is it having on manufacturing businesses?
Unfortunately, Paul, it's having quite a big impact, and not in a positive way. Our research has shown, not just, you know, recently, but over the last couple years, and it hasn't changed a lot, is showing the impact on business in a negative aspect towards issues such as productivity, quality, innovation, meeting customer demand and needs. So they're significant issues, and they're starting to gain the attention of executives across many businesses. You know, recently I was at a meeting in Jackson and met a company that indicated they had turned down a $1 million order due to not having the people with the right skills to do the work.
So, yikes!
Yeah, so it's
yikes.
Quite significant, yes.
A $1 million order because they couldn't fulfill without the right people. They didn't have the right people in the jobs.
Yeah, so it's significant.
Well, it's very significant. Well, this significant Big M event is bringing people, technology, products together in one event to shape the future of manufacturing. Let's talk a little bit more about training the workforce and how that fits into the Big M.
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. You know, the Big M does an excellent job bringing forward advancements in technology and innovation to really showcase to our companies here in the Midwest region how to, you know, continue to grow their business through technology and advancements. But all too often, we have to be careful. In an industry such as manufacturing, we get very excited about the technology. It's a very technology-rich industry, yet we have to also equally invest in our people to utilize and leverage that technology. So we're always encouraging companies not only to invest in the latest and greatest technologies and advancements, but to ensure you're keeping your people in pace with that to truly get the return on your investment on the capital or technology or software innovations that you're integrating into your organization.
Janine Kuntz with us, the Director of Tooling at USME. What are some good examples, Janine, of what companies can do to develop their workforce?
Yeah, some great examples are, you know, we actually work with an organization in Muskegon, Michigan, called Highlight, and they work very closely with their community college, and together the college and the company focus on really looking towards what's needed by today's manufacturers as they build the capabilities of tomorrow's workforce. And the way we work with them is to add curriculum and some different scalable tools such as online training. And the really neat thing is kids that are coming out of high school are getting articulation credits for the online classes they're taking as they go into the community college. And then they go into the workforce at the company such as Highlight, and they're able to kind of utilize all that knowledge in that kind of supply chain process and truly meet the needs of an end for the manufacturers.
We've talked about all this for so long, and the needs are so obvious and so great. I'm having a hard time figuring out why some companies are not adequately investing in their workforce.
Yeah, we during some of our research, we've kind of been asking those similar questions because we're finding through the research that there's actually a fairly high recognition and acknowledgement of the need of, you know, developing our people and the skills gap. And yet when you seek to find out what's happening, you see what we call kind of an execution gap, as you said, the activity and actually the implementation of doing something about it. And when we dug a little deeper to find out why that's happening, a lot of it's due to kind of, I'll call it two issues. One, the issue's big. It's complex. It's hard. It's challenging, and it requires quite a bit of investment. And what we're trying to do is help encourage companies to ensure that they're really kind of taking the time, not to just check the box and do training, but for executives, it really comes down to understanding the ROI and the return on the investment of the people and the human capital, and developing a structured program that's tied towards business objectives so they can truly see and correlate the connection between investing in your people and the impact it has on your profitability, your productivity, et cetera. And it's doable. It's just a very complex problem, and so to speak, it takes a complex solution to solve it.
Janine Kuntz, Director of Tooling USME, where she leads a team dedicated to the ongoing enhancement of manufacturing personnel. You can find them at toolingu.com and, of course, at the SME Big M event going on at Cobo Center this June 2nd through the 4th. For more information about the Big M event or to register online, visit bigmevent.com, bigmevent.com. And, Janine, we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, Paul.
This has been the Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M.
See more in Detroit as they shape the future of manufacturing at The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through 4th. Find out more at bigmevent.com.